Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Right then, how are you feeling, Tamron Jardine and baby?
I'm uncomfortable.
What's wrong?
Just uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'm getting at the end and I'm done.
Oh yeah, how many more weeks?
Five more weeks.
Mm. Okay. What's the most uncomfortable part right now of being...
My feet.
Okay, feet. What do they feel like?
Like a balloon being
like
stretched.
Like a balloon. Is it like when you walk, is it sore? Is
yes.
it? Okay.
It's just uncomfortable. Like it literally feels like, imagine your skin being stretched to the point of like the most uncomfortable thing, and is so much water, all you want to do is prick it.
Okay. Heavy. She's pregnant.
I make pregnant sound amazing.
Well, you looked amazing at your baby shower over
beautiful.
The weekend.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's because I was wearing a dress and hiding the feet and wearing makeup.
Oh, you looked amazing.
You were beautiful.
Thanks,
you really
guys.
Did. Let's say hello to Stevie French.
Hi. Is my microphone on? I never know because like I'm just censored. You think the SABC is bad, guys?
Wow. Did we just go there?
How are you doing?
You guys missed that. Cece didn't even snap it.
I'm so
and now
sorry.
It's gone forever.
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm good.
Steve.
I ate a bad grape in the car though, so I'm a bit like, am I going to be sick later? We'll see.
So it's just a grape. Nothing's going to happen to you.
You say that, but like, you know the term like, oh, bad apples. I think a bad grape can do a lot more damage than a bad apple,
well,
guys.
Well, sounds like you've got some sour grapes.
Hi.
Cece, how are you?
Tired.
What's oh? Just, well, the three of you, this is going to be a joy, isn't it?
I've had a long day, but a long week. As you guys know, my work is very demanding. So this week was just like crazy. Well, from Saturday.
Well, it's only Tuesday, yeah, I was about
yeah.
to say.
So I've been working since Friday.
Okay.
Right through. So I'm just drained. Like, I feel like I didn't have a break. You know, you work during the week and then on the weekend, you just like zone in and take some time out and then start again. I feel like I didn't get my zone in moment. So I'm just feeling very exhausted right now.
All right. Well, look, you can turn it on for the next 20 minutes and then...
Yeah.
I don't, if it doesn't, you know, there's a couch outside. We can sort something out.
Yeah, maybe if you guys like feed me and stuff.
Okay.
So just,
you know what? Like, she honestly does have like a really crazy night coming up. So, Cece, we're going to do
night?
You like a
I don't
solid.
Understand. I think I've Tamron, not been a part of this conversation.
We're going to do you a solid. Like, if you want to just nap during the show,
so you guys
gonna,
can go
there's
to my
a couch
event.
In the studio. No, no, no.
What's
no,
happening
no.
this evening?
There's like a couch in the studio, guys. So, like, I reckon Cece should just sit this
so
one out.
We must go to my dinner.
No, I'm saying during the show
just
now you
oh.
sleep.
Tamron, why haven't you been reading stuff in the group?
Tamron's like, but wait, guys, 4 hours ago we were talking about
Can
something.
Can I just tell you? Okay, so something went on in the ladies' roundtable group. I gave up about 82 messages.
Thank you.
I have 82 unread messages in the ladies' roundtable group.
Seriously, it is a problem. Over the weekend.
So are you as blinded by this conversation?
But what
as
are you
I
all?
Am?
This WhatsApp group that we have, it's Kat, Cece, Stevie, Tamron,
and me.
It's
turning into a bit of like a movement.
Jeez.
Like, I feel like we need a hand signal.
Let's just like text important things in the group. Like, let's not like have
I mean, things that you'll see in the ladies roundtable group are like Fanta oranges for sluts, and then Kat has to go and take pictures of her drinking
Stop
Fanta
it.
Orange
I
and then have a whole conversation
because you know we've got the whole like we're talking about vagina. We talk about vaginas a lot on the show because you know what, vagina power half
very
hour.
Important.
It's the Vagina Power Hour every Tuesday. That's that could
Vaginas
work.
Vaginas
Don't
are
say
amazing.
Hour. Don't say hour. We don't have an hour here.
Okay.
We used to have an hour.
Right.
I know.
And because we don't have an hour, we got to get straight to it. So, periods.
Oh, okay. So, we got to give a bit of context here. I can't hear myself. I don't know if I'm coming through, like, properly into your radio
We can
screen.
Hear you.
Okay.
Don't worry. Your mic is on.
Okay. I do not trust you. Okay, so I think it's a pad manufacturing company or a pad company brand in America that's released this new commercial, and basically it's all of these women doing amazingly awesome hectic things. There's girls playing rugby, there's a ballerina whose like toes are bleeding, there's a chick who's mountain biking and she falls off a mountain bike, and it's all these really strong powerful women doing stuff that they love and they're bleeding, and at the end of the commercial it says blood should never stop you.
That is disgusting.
Sass! No, like, I'm so empowered.
That is disgusting.
Why?
But it's true. Like, why? What's the difference between the blood coming from your nose?
Okay, not half of the world's population. Maybe like a third of, 2/3 of the world's population bleed once a month for 7 days or five, depending on your flow cycle.
The imagery, just, you know,
of the commercial, but you haven't seen it.
But the whole point of us being able to bleed is for us to be able to give life.
Tamarind's a mother to be.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep.
It is. If you do not have a period, you're not going to be able to have kids.
It's just a period, guys.
But that period enables you to give life.
Cece's going to take 30 seconds and just watch this video right now so that she can vibe it.
I understand, like, the importance of the whole, you know, and the sentiment.
Let me plug it in. So okay. We can all hear it. You want to pass the video? Yeah. So is this supposed to sell tampons, this ad?
Yeah. No, it's supposed to... Well, I think it's like a pad company. But
you see, she doesn't even know what it's for.
No.
They're just bleeding.
I do. It's like always. It's like an always commercial.
But you even pads.
You probably
worse.
Will get to it faster than me. Don't shame me now. Oh, sure. But she's coming. She's coming with it, Tamron. Here we go. Found it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm already...
Pass
it.
Let me plug that in over
there.
Though.
You need to press play.
The headline is woman in white. He has a sanitary pad advert with actual blood. Well, Stevie, I can't.
You can.
I can't plug the aux cable into your Lumi cover on your cell phone that you use for extra lighting.
Guys, that wasn't
selfies.
A sponsored plug there, by the way.
There we go. Okay.
Old man.
Let me plug into Tamron's one here. Yeah, I can get through your
What's
cover.
What's the copy
on your phone.
Again?
The copy?
It says, sorry, weirdly happy rollerblading woman in white. Here's a sanitary pad advert with actual blood.
You.
So do you want to describe what's happening there? Okay, so there's like all these women who are getting ready to do active stuff. There's chicks playing rugby. There's a girl running. There's a surfer. Like, there's a girl boxing because girls
running
can box.
And falling.
Yeah.
Okay, they continue to do all of this.
Dancer.
Turn off the music, though. Like, you need to feel the vibe.
Okay.
And now this chick's carrying her mountain bike. And she's got blood.
And they're rollerbladers and skateboarders. And they fall over and they're laughing. But they're like, ha-ha, we're girls. Girl power.
I doubt that's what they're saying, but okay.
It feels like a Nike ad up until now.
Right? Except it's for periods.
And then it gets awkward, like Game of Thrones now.
No, that woman's bleeding from her toes because she's a dancer.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones gets very bloody. So it's turning into a Game of Thrones scene now.
Oh yeah, so this thing's going on and on and on. This is very long.
And then what's the little tagline?
No blood should hold us back.
Yes!
Okay.
All the women who
But does your blood hold you back? When you're on your period, do you stop doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Live fearless.
Okay. I think a lot of women in this world, a lot of women in this country, in fact, have to stop what they're doing. Do you have to stop going to school?
I've never had to miss school because of a period. I've never had to miss work because of a period. I've never had to miss anything. Or I've played a lot of sport growing up. I've never had to miss a game because
That's
of a period.
That's because you're wealthy enough to be able to buy tampons and pads.
What? Tampons are expensive. What nonsense is that, Tamron?
Do you know, but
they're the same price, are they not?
No, but she's saying...
I'm saying you have enough money in your bank account to be able to buy tampons
and
pads.
But hold on
that's
a second.
Another, that's a
hold
different
a
discussion
hold
altogether.
On a
now
hold
we're
on
talking
a
about periods, and then we're going to move on to affordability.
No. But can we just say, like, you are aware of the fact that, like, I don't know what the percentage is, but there are a percentage of girls in this country and all over the world that miss up to, like, what, 20 days of school a year or something like that because they have their periods and they can't go to school because they can't afford tampons.
Okay, that's a different conversation
pad.
Now.
No, but it's going
it's
to
not
that
about the ad. The ad is basically like just selling pads.
Yes,
always,
but it's
right?
It's trying to
so
keep,
my thing,
like,
yes.
Make us aware of the fact that it's not something taboo to talk about. So
it
if
never
schools,
was taboo,
no,
though.
No, but if schools had to, like, embrace the fact that half their kids are going to end up needing to get sanitary pads and try and get that into the schools implemented instead of things being something that they don't want to talk about. Because let's be honest,
guys,
how many of us
they
used
even
it?
They even give away pads at school these days. These are two different conversations.
Okay, what are you
Wait,
angry
the
about?
One, I'm not angry. Wow. A whole? Are you calling me an angry black woman, Stevie? Is that what you're
Is
saying?
Is it that time yeah. of the month?
Is that what
yeah.
Actually, it's about to be. Wow, good one. Anyway, So these are two different conversations, right? The one conversation is that are periods taboo and do periods stop us from doing the things that we're supposed to be doing? And the answer to that is no. I don't care who you are. You don't stop living your life because of a period. We've learned to deal with it. Now, another conversation is there's a fact that there are a number of girls in this country that can't afford pads or can't afford tampons. Now, the purpose of this ad was not to give away pads or highlight the number of school kids that can't afford pads. That the purpose of this ad was to say you don't have to stop doing what you're doing because you're bleeding. Now, that's what I'm arguing. I'm not arguing the kids and the affordability and the period.
Okay. Fine, I follow you.
Yes.
But I get the feeling that the ad isn't connecting to you, and that's fine. Can I say that the ad connects to me?
Yeah,
because it puts women, it like highlights, I mean, it doesn't gloss over things, you know?
Yeah.
It says like, hey, we bleed. Blood's okay. It blood hasn't stopped us from doing anything before. It's not going to stop us from doing anything now. Like, buy a pad that understands you as a woman and doesn't like fluff over the fact that you're bloated and you have really bad period pains and you're kind of cranky.
I can understand like, that.
For example, the perfect example was Ari when he said, and we're going to speak about periods, and you could see how uncomfortable he was. How many men...
He doesn't relate to periods.
But that's the thing, is that men don't relate to us. It's something so natural that we end up doing every month. But if you have to say to a man, oh no, sorry, I'm a little bit crampy, I've got my period, they will literally like look at you like you've said the most, like they turn red,
guys,
and they walk away.
Not all men.
Some don't even care. Some will even want to have sex with you while you're on your period. Like some really just are not fazed.
I knew a guy who went down on a girl with her period.
Yeah. Some are not even fazed by it. That's what I'm saying.
That's
like
gross.
It's 2016.
Tamarin.
No, going down. I'm sorry. That's blood.
That's very gross.
That's blood. That's there's like STDs and
we're
stuff
like,
that can happen.
We are
with
like
that
all powerful women, except don't go down there at that time of the month.
Ari is turning pink.
No, you can have sex, but like the,
oh,
but remember,
so you do have sex when you're on your period?
In the shower, yes.
Or just put a towel down.
Yeah. Or just like remove tampon, put thing in.
Oh, guys, no, I can't remove tampon and then get into it.
Why?
Because it's so drying.
Yeah, I'm just naturally wet. Anyway.
No, but like a shower just that makes sure everything's clean. But if someone had to go down on me, the fact is...
Are you okay, Ari?
Do we have a first aid kit or a little bit of CPR? I know it. It's a staying alive.
But anyway, come back, guys. Everybody, let's regroup.
Come back.
This is the most insightful half hour of my week every week.
Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. So it's up for podcast.
I think that to sum up my thoughts about the whole period thing, I think that there are many guys that are now aware of periods and don't actually really care. But to those that find it like gross, that's also okay. There are many things that I find gross, like earwax or something. So it may not be the fact that it's something coming out of your vagina. It may just be I don't like blood, or I just don't relate to this or to you. Not because I find you gross. So we shouldn't like go and sum that up as don't like talking about periods.
For me, that ad, the period ad, is the same as like Jet's ad for obesity a couple of months ago with women in their underwear.
Obesity, loving yourself no matter what shape obesity.
I'm saying, but it's a similar theme. Okay, obesity was a wrong word, but it's a similar theme. It's a body shaming thing, or it's taking something that is taboo in society and saying this is the reality of it. The thing is, though, is that how many women are treating it in the first place as something that they need to hide? Beyond what men respond to it, it's the same as, like, you know, before women turn around and you know, or people that say there's body shaming going on. Body shaming exists mainly within women. Women are doing that to other women. So maybe, do you feel like women own enough this period thing?
No, they don't. Oh, that's a brilliant point, Ari.
I must admit, that that's something I'm absolutely dreading. Obviously, being pregnant, most people are aware that you bleed for 6 weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You have to like wear Pampers and stuff.
And you're not... Pampers.
It's bad. Pampers. It's like really bad. Apparently, it's like very, very bad.
It is bad. We have like these special like maternity pads that you have to wear.
Ew.
And it's something...
Don't you?
I am...
Don't be that woman we just spoke about.
And it's something that I have to come to terms with, because since I've started, the day I've started my period, I've used a tampon. So I've never used a pad. And now for 6 weeks, you're not allowed to use a tampon. You're only allowed to use a pad. And I am mentally struggling with the fact that I'm going to have to sit in my own blood. And that's as a woman, like, I know that this is something that we are so natural to, but I can't
bring yourself to accept it.
And that's before you've even discussed this with Rassi or anyone.
Yeah, no, well, and now that everyone knows, because everyone, I'm like, when I found out, I was like, what?
Yeah. So never mind the fact that you're basically going to like wet your pants when you like go into labor. But I mean, that's something that you're going to have to get over as well. That happens
only once, you know. Yeah. It's not she like has to be on a period for like a month and a half. Like 5 days is
and you have
a lot
to have like things to lie on and bed because you bleed through them.
Wow.
Like it's hectic. When I've when I did all the shopping, I was like, so I leak from my breasts, I leak from everywhere pretty much.
Hmm. Oh, actually, just thought of something. When black people, black girls have like a shame when it comes to periods. When I first got my period at 12, my mom, I went to go pee, right? And then I saw blood. Obviously, the most natural thing to do is to freak the hell out. Mm-hmm. I'm about to die. Why is there blood coming out of my vagina? I've never had a sex talk with my mom. I've never had a period talk with my mom. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, but we don't get to periods in biology at 12. They're talking about the reproduction.
Much later on.
You know what I mean? So at 12, which is the peak time for periods, I don't know anything about reproducing. I don't know anything about periods. I freak out. And all of a sudden, I feel ashamed because now you know that the private part is a sacred part. And now I'm wondering, what's wrong with my part? You know, why is it bleeding? What did I do to
it? Who can I tell? Yes. What is she going to ask me when I tell her?
Yes.
Am I going to be in trouble?
Yep. So at that moment, I did not know like what was wrong with me, but I felt shame. Anyway, I'm bleeding now. I can't like hide this thing all day. Tried to hide it for a while. Couldn't. Had to tell mom because I'm afraid I'm going to die because I'm bleeding. Call my mom into the toilet. I'm like, mom, I don't know what's going on. I start crying. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm bleeding from my vagina. She's like, okay, sit down. I just want to let you know that you're a big girl now, umdala. So that means that if you have sex with a boy, you will have a baby, you will have AIDS, and you will die. Jeez. That's what my mom said to me at 12. So for a very long time, periods for me were like a shameful thing. Till I got to a point when I was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, you lied to me. I know what this is. You know what I mean? But how many other stories are similar to mine?
Well, it's funny. So mine starts out similar to yours and ends quite differently. I had a very light flow. And so I was really bleeding for like a week and I didn't know what it was because it was brown. Exactly. It was just coming in my panties. And so, you know, as well, like I was like, oh my God, like I'm really sick. I don't know what's going on. And same thing. I called my mom into the bathroom and I was like, mom, you know, I don't know what to say, but look, this is what happened. And she was like, oh, my baby, it's okay. You have your period, and then I got a belly ring.
How are the two linked?
So when I was in primary school, I really, really wanted a belly ring, and like I would say to my mom, like, please, 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 and she's like, okay, I'll make you a deal. When you get your period, you can get a belly ring. It'll be like your rite of passage.
You got rewarded.
And so she thought it was going to be like, I'd get it with like 14 or 15 or something like that. I got it like 2 months later.
Wow, Stevie. You see, that's the difference. You get a reward and a pat on the back.
Yeah.
We're just like, don't have kids. You can't afford any more kids. It's so tough, guys. It's so tough. And then, actually, I'm going to tweet about this and I'll tell you what stories come through. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's not easy to go tell your parents about periods because of their reaction.
Yeah.
So how do we get to a better place on this? A place where men are less intimidated, women are less intimidated. I mean, this
As parents, they should also be telling their children from a younger age that it's going to happen because it starts happening to some girls at 9 years old. They should be starting to become aware that their body is going to go through that physical change and that it's nothing to be ashamed of.
What would it be like to when your daughter starts nearing that age, you kind of sit down and say, listen, like this is going to happen. It might not happen now. It might not happen this year. It might not happen next year. But if it happens, just know that you're okay. You can come to me and we'll talk about it and I'll let you know everything everything you need to know.
Do you know what I think? I think that kids these days find out things way before we talk to them about it because of TV.
Gosh, I know. I'm so scared of the internet. I'm so scared for you.
Yeah.
Cameron.
So my thing is, I'm just going to have an open home. You know, if we're watching TV and two people start having sex and my kid says, oh, mom, are they having sex? I'm going to say yes. Mm. That is sex. Yeah. They are having sex. Mom, today I read about periods. This is a bee from the vagina. Yes. This is what happened. So I'm just planning to have a very open house so that when they go find things out there before I even tell them, they can come back to me and talk to me about it.
Agreed. And like, and mate, so then, you know, adverts like this are great because they start these kind of conversations and, you know, in a very subtle way.
Got us talking about it.
I want to know about your babysitting.
Yes, we've got to shift gears and get into this before we run out of time. So it was Tamron's baby shower on Saturday. It was.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you so much. It was really, really cool. It was very, very cool. But obviously, you'd done a registry at Baby City. I've never been into a Baby City in my life before. So then Saturday morning after speaking, because I thought baby showers are just for women. And then
I think tech generally they are, but Tamron's new school. Like
Tamron
that.
Changed it up, so it was for everybody. It was fantastic. Better than a lot of bar mitzvahs I've been to. I'm just putting that out there. So off I go, and you've done a registry, and it's actually pretty cute how they do it because they've got like a little like container that's got all the different stuff in it. So I walk into Baby City, and I would have expected like prams, cots, and then like nappies. And maybe like some blankets. I don't know what I was expecting.
That's normal. And some socks.
But do you know how many products are in a Baby City?
It's an industry.
How many creams? How many? Like, what are some of the ridiculous things that were on your list of, that would come across ridiculous to me or that you were just like, I'm ever going to use something like this, Tamron?
I don't think I put anything like that on my
registry. I want to go onto their website now because I couldn't believe the amount of stuff you can buy.
I was a very practical mom, I think. Like there were toys, which people might think is irrelevant, but toys are good for
stimulation.
For stimulation and hand-eye coordination. Yeah. But
there were also toys that were good for musical inspiration.
Yes.
I found a little toy that was like, it was like a drum and it had all these different buttons on it. And you could like literally be a DJ. It was like boom, 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 ch, boom, boom. Boom, boom,
see,
boom,
that's a cool present, but like,
except for a mother, yes. Because it's noise. No, okay, all day early. Okay, do you want to hear the other thing that I bought at Tamron's?
Yes.
At the Baby City, that was at while I was shopping, but not for Tamron.
Oh no! What? For you? Like,
for me?
Wow! What did you find at a Baby City for you?
I bought like, I can't remember of the product name, but it's called like Veggie Guard or something.
Oh, yes, it's very good for washing yourself.
Vagigard.
Yeah.
Vagigard.
It's Vagigard.
Vagigard.
But it's the same as
like
Gynagard.
Yes. Gynagard, exactly. Yes, that's what it is. So I never used Gynagard. Gynagard.
I used it since I was 18.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know. Still learning as a, you know, 27-year-old female here. Woo! Still learning about my bits and bobs and pieces. And, I've started using it. And it's, like, it's good.
It's so great. It balances. I'll tell people what it does. Okay, I've been using it for the past. I can't tell you. For the past how many years, then you'll know how old I am. Actually, you know what? I'm 27. Fuck it.
Yeah, 27.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
For the past, 9 years, I've been using it. So what it does is, the vagina, as we all know, like...
There's a different pH balance.
Yes.
And it needs to stay balanced.
Guys, I thought I was...
Sorry. Yeah. Say.
And when the pH balance is disturbed, you know, like you can get like odors and you can get like a buildup of discharge and basically like it's not a clean place, even though it self cleans, but then you have to help it like balance the pH. And then my mom got me into Gynagard and it's been such a dream. Like it's so healthy. It even like because you're constantly balancing the pH, it balances out the tissue color. It
soap
balances
free,
out the moisture. Yeah. That's why I was like, I'm always, I don't have dry issues because it balances my vagina. So it's very, very great. And also it's because it's soap free, it doesn't like bring bacteria into your vagina.
Nice.
Which is very good.
So some of the other things you can buy at a Baby City, in addition to those things that clearly you can use at any age, you can get a bottle brush. You can just a brush for the bottle that
That's
you buy.
Normal.
How else would you clean it?
I don't have brushes.
Do you know what happens? The milk builds onto the bottle.
So you need a special... You can't just use like a normal brush?
It's like washing your glass
You get a bottle drying rack. Can't you just wash it in the dishwasher?
No. The drying rack is something that you don't really need. You can just use it like a towel.
That's a bit of a nice to have.
Yeah. You've got a nipple brush. What would you do with a nipple brush?
Because the nipple that goes on the top of the bottle.
You can't just wash it with water.
You've got to get in there.
It's very complicated.
Don't have a baby then.
Otherwise, then you know, like milk gets like rotten quite quickly. So if you don't wash the bottle well, then your baby like will suck on germs.
Mm.
How do people that don't have truckloads of money raise babies? Because it's expensive as well.
But also, we survived. That's why our bodies are so strong.
but also, it's crazy to think that there's so much that you can buy now. But also, there were babies that were born in barns.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Like the number one.
It was
babies in Soweto. They don't have that. Yet they grow up and they go to school and they make something of themselves without the earwax cleaners, without the breast pumps.
The brushes for the bottles.
Yeah.
No, but they would usually, even no matter where, most parents would invest in a bottle brush.
No.
Because you can get really cheap ones from Dischem. You can get them for like
20 It was just these are things that I'd never ever considered. But then again, I guess...
You're also skirting over the issue about all of the birth conversations we had at the baby shower.
I think I missed that.
No, you didn't. You were there.
Did I just block it out?
I think so.
Okay, what happened?
I was like, I blacked out. What happened?
What happened?
Well, we were talking about natural versus...
Oh, but this I'm used to now because this is... This is what we do on
Alistair
this show. Alistair
is not used to it. He was a little bit scarred. He was like, we need to have a discussion when we get home.
No, but like, for example, with the birthing thing, if you're going to go natural, then you just discuss with your partner in advance.
What you're going to see.
Where they're going to stand. Because that's the most important thing. For me, I don't want him standing where
the baby's coming out.
But
I want him here on my face.
He doesn't mind standing where he wants to see the baby come out.
No.
So that's something. So if he's okay with that, then that's his decision.
No.
But it's also, no, but the thing is, like, you can't stop him. He wants to see his baby as it comes out. Aww. Whereas,
well, like, you put it like that.
So, and then there's women who want to feel as the baby comes out. Like, they sit there with their hands. There is no way I'm going to be feeling myself.
Do you know Drea Michelle from the Basketball Wives? She pulled out her baby.
Courtney Kardashian.
Yeah. So they had a video of her, and she posted this on Mother's Day, where they were like, okay, it's ready now, because the head has to come out first.
Yes.
Then she bent down and pulled out her baby.
Hmm.
That was the most disgusting thing ever. Yet beautiful. It was just so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like babies next to having babies next to rivers.
No. What?
Remember I told you about this, talking about the baby next to the river? Zim.
I think you did tell me about that.
Yeah. It feels like there's never going to be a right time to interject and say we're out of time.
Harry, we're always out of time.
So I am going to interject and say we're out of time. But closing remarks, today's big focus, baby city and periods. What's the big takeaway, starting with you, Stevie?
I think it's different for everyone. If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it. But don't judge other people for doing it.
Power. Cece?
I think that the baby industry is a money-making industry. We've been raised quite well without all these other fancy things. So if you can't afford these things, don't think of yourself as a bad mom. You do the best you can with what you have.
Power.
And the final line to Tamron, who's 5 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. I agree with what Cece said and with what Stevie said. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to periods, you've just got to embrace what's going on. I have to embrace what's coming ahead. And I think in terms of a baby product, if... Honestly, it is so expensive. If you can't afford it, then don't buy it, because there's far more important things to have in a baby's life, and that's love.
Absolutely. And don't worry, we'll be live from Tamron's birth in 5 weeks' time.
Cece will be snapping.
Ari did ask Rassi to do. He was speaking to him about it.
Don't think I'm not going to phone you 2 minutes after giving birth.
That's Rassi, if I'm alive.
We just put the phone next to Tamron so we can hear what that sounds like. All right, that there is the Ladies Roundtable. You can keep up with these three on social media. Just search her, Tamron Jardine, Stevie French, or Cece Tetiwe. They will pop up. You three, thanks so much for hanging out.
Love you.
Awesome. Bye. Hillman on cliffcentral.com.